It's the top of the islands, both north and south, leading the way in the latest figures that measure New Zealand's regional economic activity. While metro regions are struggling to shake off the impact of this year's lockdown, the quarterly update to September shows other areas such as Tasman and Northland have bounced back, both up at least 3% on the same quarter last year. The two regions boast growing populations and a construction sector that is the envy of many. We're joined now by Tasman District Mayor Tim King and Northland's Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Steve Smith. Kia ora, morena to both of you.
Morena.
Tim, if I can start with you, Tasman was the standout, 5% up. Were you surprised?
I'm probably surprised about quite how much it's up, but not surprised that it is. Like, we've been flat out busy the last 6 months, as you mentioned, construction, housing and commercial growth, and also our primary industries have been very resilient through the whole period of this year.
What is it about construction in particular that's driving it? Is it house building or is it something else?
A combination. House building is certainly a huge part of it, but also commercial development associated with that, so commercial and business. But housing is, it's a massive growth, huge number of people wanting to move to this region. And that brings its challenges around infrastructure and house prices and housing generally, but I guess it's a good problem to have.
I guess so. Steve Smith up in Northland. Northland, of course, is often associated with pretty poor statistics when it comes to the economy, but you're up over 3%. Is that because you were starting at a lower base, if you like, than some other areas?
Well, of course, that's a factor. 3% on our base is a lot less than 1% perhaps on Auckland's. But nonetheless, as Tim was saying, I think the veritable fact that we are a support centre within a primary industry driven region gives us a certain resilience. The bulk of our sectors are doing well. Hospitality at the moment is doing well. Tourism, I think it's doing better than perhaps it was a short while back. It goes up and down, of course, depending on what's happening in Auckland. Auckland goes into some sort of short lockdown, and if people can't pass through Auckland or travel from Auckland up to us, well, that has one hell of an impact on our tourism industry.
So I guess extrapolating from that, if they, any second, third, fourth, whatever lockdowns in Auckland, they have that sort of reverberation effect. But nonetheless, are you encouraged by some of the more ongoing, more long-term projects in the region?
Oh, without a doubt. Talking to a number of project management organisations, one, for example, yesterday, Becca, and their involvement in some of the more transformational, horizontal-based development, roading, that type of thing, possibly the port. Those things would really unlock Northland for perhaps the first time. Northland is quite often a bit of an island, and COVID proved that when not only Aucklanders couldn't travel up here, but basically people from other parts of the country were cut off from us.
Look, thank you both very much for your time. Steve Smith from Northland, Tim King, Tasman District Mayor.